from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Chayei Sarah, the value of love. Torah seems to go out of its way to tell us that Yitzchak loved his wife. Torah says, Vayevia Yitzchak, Ha'ola, Sarah Imo, Vayeaveha. It says that he brought his wife into the tent, and she became his wife, Atilo Lisha, Vayeaveha, and he loved her. And the question is, why does it say that? As Ramban says, he says, well, why would you mention the man loved his wife? Of course he loved his wife. Everybody loves their wife. What's the news over here? So the Ramban answers, we're concerned not with his love of his wife. That's private. We're concerned with his emotional state. He was so distraught after the death of his mother. But he couldn't be comforted until he met his wife, and somehow she comforted him. Somehow, for the Ramban, that answers the question. The Radak, Rabbi David Kimchi, is also interested in this question, and he says, I'll tell you why it says that he loved her. He saw good things in her. He saw modesty, humility, just like with his mother. That's why he loved her so much. If it says he loved her, it must have been a special love. Otherwise, why mention it? Most husbands love their wives. Notice he says most, but most people do. He loved her an additional love, a special love. Lidvarim tovim shayuba. For the special qualities that she had. And that's what it says, by Nachem Yitzchak Achrei Imo, he felt comforted after the love of his mother, because she had some of these similar qualities. Elsewhere in the Parsha, the question of love also comes up, and that's as follows. It mentions that Vayavo Avraham Lispod L'Sarah V'Livkota. Avraham came to Hebron, city of the Tomb of the Patriarchs, Lispod L'Sarah, to give her eulogy for her, V'liv Kota, and to cry for her. So Rabbi Soloveitchik says, two elements of mourning. One is intellectual, Lispod, to give a hespet, to analyze what was the greatness of this person, why do you miss them so much, what was their achievement, and then Liv Kota, the emotional component. But still, why do we need to know that he cried over his wife? Everybody cries over the wife. It doesn't say in every time someone dies in Tanakh, that their husband or their wife cried. Of course they cried. Why is it so special? So the Ralbag, the Rabbi Levi ben Gershon, the Gershonides, he says as follows. Listen carefully. It's worthy of a person to mourn, to eulogize, and to cry when the one who sleeps in their bosom, their beloved, dies. He says there's a value in this. Now, the Ralbag is looking at it in terms of, okay, love is nice, it's comforting, it's beautiful that people love each other, but what value is there in it? What is the value of it? It's a beautiful thing. You want people to love their wives and love their family, but what's the value of it? He says, well, l'harot avat adam likrova be'ezo ofan he. A person should show their love to their family in any sort of way. Ad shira'ui shiyed do'egalim pipagdam kunechal chatzi b'saro. That so far you should love them to the extent that when they're taken away, you feel like Aaron described, vayachel chatzi b'saro. That when his sister Miriam was stricken with leprosy, Aaron felt as if half of his flesh was taken. So that's how a person should feel about his wife, that it's like half of himself was taken. The love of family, one to another, it has great value for society. When you have love, because it can fix the communal polity. V'choshkin avat adam ishto. Certainly, the love of a husband for a wife and a wife for a husband. Zeim zeh shebazeh haishara lahagia laadam el shishtadel b'refuatam kishiyichlu. Because when you have true love, then it will lead them straight on a path to work harder when they get sick to heal them. So Rabban makes an interesting point. If everyone had someone who really loved them, you wouldn't have a homeless person who shows up in the ER in a hospital, and they haven't taken their diabetes medicine for 3 years, and they need an amputation. You wouldn't have that, because they have someone who loves them. If everyone could find someone who loves them, if everyone loved everyone in their family, there wouldn't be situations where people were neglected for years and then who knows what happens to them. When you have advocates for you in the healthcare system, it helps to have better outcomes in your health. When you come into the hospital, God forbid, and you're the wife, the husband is sitting next to them and is advocating, why don't you do this test? How come you gave them that medicine? Why are you doing this? Why are you waking them up? Why are you putting them to sleep? Why do they have this pillow? Why do they have this bed sore? When you have the advocate of a family member, it changes the health outcome. And that's what the Ralbag is saying, that we need love in a community, not only because love is nice, it feels good, it's nice to be loved, it's a wonderful thing, but there's a value to it, to society. That when you have a society in which people love each other, it eventually leads to the love in the community. Don't we have a sort of a love loss in our community here in the United States, and maybe in Israel too? The sense of bickering between different political parties. But when you have love of husband for wife, it models the kind of relationships we should have within our society. And if every person had someone who loved them, a friend, a spouse, then people would be healed better. And we know that it's a mitzvah to help other people heal. Rapoy rapay. It's a mitzvah to help others heal. We know, al tamod lo tamod al dam riecha, don't stand idly by when someone is dying. It's a mitzvah to help others, v'chai b'hem, to preserve life. And how do we do that, says Ralbag? That loving relationship will make it as such that each person has an advocate, their own spouse, their own family and friends who love them. They'll make sure that they take care of their health, that they get the right medicine, that they get the right treatment. And this is the value of love. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth congregation, located now in Baron Hirsch at this time. And join us each week for a discussion of the holidays and the Parsha. Thanks so much. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.